Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. It is Election Day. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, do Americans take democracy for granted? In other words, voting?
Yes, we do. And it's always very perplexing because people fight great wars for the right to vote, and yet we don't do it. And we know why. We know that if there's a close election, people will come out and vote. We know that if there is something that's bothering the electorate, they might vote. But for the most part, they don't vote here in this great mayoral election in New York City. So people will come out even though it seems predetermined that de Blasio will win and Lota will lose. So what happens is upstate, things are much less contentious. And therefore, this election, including a lot of the things that are going to happen in terms of the casinos and others, will be determined largely in New York City as opposed to the upstate region, New York, where people will come out and vote.
Yeah, and we've been witnessing Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, doing what's called robocalls, coming into homes yesterday, you know, supporting the casinos upstate, calling for all those things that were in the ballot language.
David, he has a lot to lose here. He's put his prestige on the line. First, he sort of didn't act as if it mattered. Now he's really acting as if it matters. If he loses this, and if, in fact, part of his upstate strategy are the casinos, and it goes down, it's another black eye for him. So my sense of things are that he has to do it, and that this is a pretty good sign that things may be going his way. Now, you say, why going his way? Because you don't campaign if you're going to lose. If you're going to win, you endorse somebody that is going to win, if your proposition is going to win. Although there will be some people who say he's forced to do this. And the reason he has to do it is because if he loses this, he's going to look real bad. You can pick and choose his motives. In any case, the mask is off. He's doing what he has to do in order to get this thing passed. I think it will pass. To be honest with you, I think most people think, yeah, what the heck, upstate, there'll be a couple of places that will benefit from it. But if you think it's coming to your town, you might go out and vote against it because you don't want it in your town. On the other hand, if you're in the region of the old Borscht Belt, which those hotels have gone down, it may well be the single thing that will bring them back up again. And I suspect that most New Yorkers will say, hey, if it adds to the tax base and takes away from my obligations, I'm all for it. So that's what it's looking like to me.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. And as always, Alan, thank you so much. And we encourage everyone to vote.
Thank you, sir.